This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
With a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Coming to you from glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. And we are happy that we have almost gotten over all of our problems with Hurricane Irma. And I have a guest in the studio today, one of my favorite guests, Karen Didzin from Barnes & Noble.
Hi, Patsy.
Hi.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's so good. It's nice that we're over the hurricane, and we really are very blessed that it wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't. We were closed for 3 days, which was because we didn't have power, which was unusual.
Yeah.
Unusual. But we were all excited to open on the Thursday of that week after the hurricane, and minimal damage, thank God.
Exactly. We really are blessed, and our hearts still have to go out to everyone in Houston, where it is still so terrible. My nephew is in Houston area, and, of course, all the people in Puerto Rico.
Right.
So we're going to talk about a lot of things, including Pokey Little Puppy, which is a golden book. And it was funny, during the storm, you know, I have two walls of windows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being afraid that the windows might not hold up and water would pour into the living room, I pulled out a lot of my books out of that room and moved them into the center room. And among them were my golden books, because I have hundreds of golden books.
Yes.
And I didn't want anything to happen to those books. And one of them, of course, is a Pokey Little Puppy.
I know. And see, they're endless. They keep going on and on.
I know. And I love golden books. And, you know, my son, Daniel, actually won a Barnes & Noble reading contest.
Wow.
And he read 424 books to win the summer reading contest.
That's amazing.
Now, the other closest person to him read 100 books. And that boy was 9 years old. Daniel was 4 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And he read 424 books. And at least 150 of those were golden books.
That's awesome.
Because
That's
my awesome. Boys... started to, well, like me, I was reading when I was, you know, like 3 years old. They were reading Hardy Boys by the time they were five.
Yeah.
So at four,
That's
you can
amazing.
Imagine, not just the golden books, but he also read much more advanced books. But he included those because he really read like crazy. He wanted to, of course, we had no idea how many books you had to read.
Right. You know, so he just kept reading
he just
all
kept
summer.
Reading. Why not? You know, I mean, that's what we do all the time.
Yeah.
And I was very lucky that my boys could read in the car.
Yes.
So I never, you know how some parents will say, oh, their kids are screaming or yelling, and this is the days before they had the video in the car. And, I mean, my boys were like quiet little mice because they always had books
next
to them. And, of course, we were always, half the time we were headed to Barnes & Noble because that was one of the joys of, really, of their life was when we said bookstore.
Oh, that's so great to hear. Well, we have a wonderful new lead, which means lead bookseller in the children's department. Her name is Anna, and she prepares for these every week. We have two story times, Tuesday at 10:30, and then every Saturday, and that's when we're having Pokey Little Puppy, this Saturday, 11 o'clock. And I just happened yesterday to unwrap. We get a lot of giveaways for all the different story times. Anna always does some sort of coloring activity or little craft to go with the book every Saturday. So it's not just read and go home. It's a little something. And she's so wonderful. She dresses up for the different themes of the books. I don't know what she has planned. But anyway, yesterday I unwrapped some little giveaways, special things that came with this kit for Saturday. So that's at 11 o'clock. But if you've got little ones, come out on 10:30 or 11 o'clock, because even the 10:30 ones, we don't publicize which books they are. She might do it on social media, though, actually. So I should tell everybody, I should put a plug there. Go like us, Barnes & Noble Clearwater, on Facebook and Twitter. And she actually might be doing that, trying to, you know, say in advance what books on Tuesday. But it is on our website, the Saturday books.
And this can be found at Barnes & Noble Clearwater. And all Barnes & Noble stores are wonderful. But I want to really compliment the Clearwater store. It is such a happening place. It is so exciting to go on the weekend. If you're looking for some place to go, there's just a vibe in the store.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I
wonderful.
Think it's wonderful. Yeah.
It's exciting. The store is beautifully laid out.
Yes.
It's really a lovely store, well designed, and it's very, the access is great, good parking there. And it's just, there's a special vibe in that store.
Oh, thank you. Well, and you know, I just remembered something, and I should share this. It doesn't have to do with our Saturday events, but with the hurricane, right before the hurricane came, I was working on the floor to help out because we were so busy. People were coming in getting books, knowing that they might lose power, they might lose cell service. And this one woman who lives in one of the you know, senior assisted living housing. Actually, it's not even, I don't know if it's assisted living, but anyway, she mentioned to me she needed some books for the weekend, and she was a widow. And she said, so I took her over to the book. She ended up getting three by the author because she said, just in case I finished the first one, and we chatted about the books. I could tell you what it was. Actually, it was Me Before You. Remember series?
Jojo Moyes.
Yeah. Jojo Moyes.
Jojo Moyes was on
yes.
the program.
Oh,
I interviewed her all the way from England. She called in from England.
Oh,
fantastic.
My God. Well, I told the woman because I had read the first two. I don't think I read the very last one. And of course, it's been a movie, which I didn't see the movie yet. So anyway, we were chatting. And like I said, she ended up buying all three. But as we went to ring up her sale, she was telling me more, saying, yes, a couple of us widows are going to get together because we don't know what's going to happen. But she said, just in case I get tired of playing cards or games, you know, board games, I want to have my books. But I realized people that are living alone, this is very scary. This is very, so a book was comforting to her,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And my little part in just that conversation and recommending something, I thought, wow, you know, this is special. It is.
And now, of course, everybody knows that I read a lot, and I have no problem. I have a lot of books. I think I have 4,000, over 4,000 in the house. And then I'm very grateful to all the publishers who are sending me like 10 books a week.
Wow.
So I have lots of books. But it is funny that I did, during the storm, I couldn't concentrate on very serious books, but I loved reading, you know, just easy sort of cozy mystery type of books or funny books.
Right.
And I reread a Nancy Drew for the first time in maybe 30 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And now I understand why reading Nancy Drew really turned us on to books, because they were very well-written books.
Right. They grabbed you right away.
And, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I started that Nancy Drew and I couldn't put it down. It was wonderful.
Oh.
And we were without electricity for over a week. We were like one of the last people to get electricity.
I'm sorry.
It was but we had this absolute comfort of having books.
Oh, that's wonderful. We had electricity. Well, we were out of electricity for about a day and a half, which was long enough. And I know compared to some people, that's like nothing. But we were reading that night, Sunday and Monday night, by candlelight. And because we're all readers, too, and very carefully, I should put out there that I don't recommend that. You have to be very careful. But,
I will tell everyone. I was smart. Now, normally, I would have been reading by candlelight. But for some reason, this time, I prepared in advance. I normally don't. I have never done it before. But this time, when the first hint of the storm was coming, I ordered from Amazon those LED lanterns.
Oh, that's great.
And I ordered a bunch of them. And I don't know why I was ready to do this. And I was so grateful because, first of all, they are so bright. One LED can light up a room. And I got a whole bunch of them. And I luckily ordered batteries, too, because nobody in my building had batteries.
Right.
The battery, by the time they started looking for batteries, batteries were gone. But I had my big box of Amazon batteries.
Good for you. Good.
And to have this LED light so I could read all night long. As a matter of fact, I found that I could sleep more easily in the afternoon because at night when it's so quiet and so dark,
right.
I wanted to be up.
That's funny.
Isn't it?
That's wonderful, though. I'm glad you had that.
Yeah, everybody, order these LED lanterns. They are fantastic.
Right. And you won't have to stop reading
no matter what.
Yeah.
So tell us what else is happening at the store, because there's so many things happening this fall.
So this weekend, not only do we have the 11 o'clock children's story time, we also have going on at 11 o'clock. It kicks off our Educator Appreciation Week, which means that teachers in this area, teachers nationwide, this is going on, I should say, at every Barnes & Noble nationwide, October 7th through 15th, teachers receive 25% off with our educator discount card. And if you don't have one, you simply show up and we will get you one right there. They're free. And what the card gets you is a 20% discount year round. But during these special weeks, you get 25%. And then check the local store near you because every local store has different receptions and different workshops. I'm having a wonderful workshop, how to get free money for your classroom, successful grant writing stories. And I have Anne coming from, she's a local teacher, and she is coming to do this workshop for us. And she, Anne Moore, and she has written grants and received one grant for $100,000, another grant for $25,000. So she certainly knows what works to write it appropriately to get the money for the classroom, for your program. So she's going to come. And then I also have on Tuesday of this week coming another grant writing workshop by Sue Bedry. And Sue works for the Tampa Bay Times in their educational department, services department. She too has received many grants over the years. So she's going to come share her tips. And then next Saturday, continuing on with our Educator Week, I'm having my official reception. However, if any teachers come those 2 days, this Saturday, October 7th, Tuesday, they may have a free cup of coffee. Go to our cafe, show your card, and they know my teachers get free cups of coffee. But then Saturday the 14th, we have a big day planned with demonstrations of our mini maker fair products, our STEM and robotics products. I also have singers and dancers and actors from Safety Harbor.
This is fun.
We're just like, we're rolling now right into the holiday season. But the drama department at Safety Harbor Middle is coming October 14th, and they're doing a book fair to raise money. So if you have one of their vouchers and use it when you make your purchase, you come in to support them, they will receive money, and that's to pay for their competitions. They're also doing a one-act play, so it'll help to pay for their program. And then the following week, I got Countryside High School, and I've got to tell you, they're doing an outstanding production of The Outsiders. And everybody's read that book. I'm sure you've read that book. In fact, I think a lot of the Pinellas County students in either 7th or 8th grade, I know Safety Harbor Middle.
It's part of the core curriculum.
Yes. So then they get into the high school, and that's why it was a good fit. So they're doing The Outsiders, and that's the weekend of the 26th, 27th. They're doing that play, but they're having a book fair, too, to raise money for their program, their musical, and all their productions. And what they're going to have on October 21st is an open mic. So we invite everybody to come, not just to support the schools, but you're going to see some talented kids sing and dance and perform.
Well, as I said, your store is really just, it's, the atmosphere is so wonderful, and all of your people are warm and gracious and helpful. I know I was walking around in the aisles, and I right away, you know, somebody came and said, you know, if I needed help, and I really appreciated that, and I love all of the programs that you've put together.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, it's the kids, too. They're so talented, and it's a way to help them. It's a way that the general public can support them and their good work and education and creativity. And so we have so much going on. And I should say one more big event in October. I won't even get into November.
Because we're going to have you back.
Yes. In October, on Sunday, the 15th, we are going to partner for the first time with the Humane Society of Pinellas County, right here on McMullen Booth Road, and we are going to have Read with a Rescue Dog. So they're going to bring in actually two dogs, and we hope to have children. It begins at 1 o'clock, goes till 4 o'clock, and children can come in and just lay on the floor or go on our stage, get cozy with these beautiful rescue dogs. They can read to them. We're also having a young girl from Pasco County. She wrote a book called Cece's Amazing Birthday, and she's 10 years old, and I believe she wrote it a few years ago, so she was pretty young, and it's about how she had a birthday party, and instead of presents, she asked for things to donate to the animal shelter near her.
Oh.
So she's going to read her little book, and we'll meet her. We're also having, we're also going to have things that if people want to buy for the shelter, just recommended reading. They do so much at this Humane Society. They do volunteer, teen volunteers can come in if they need some volunteer hours, and they can make toys for the animals and treats for the animals.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to actually bring in, we're going to set up a table for the book fair where you can make, maybe not the treats, but the toys, definitely. But if you need to volunteer, go to them, too, because, you know, what better way? How much fun is that? Then you get to go bring it to the animals that are there in the shelter.
Well, this is fantastic. And it is part of Barnes & Noble in general. Your entire philosophy of the company is to be part of the community.
Right.
And it doesn't matter where you are, where your stores are located. How many stores do we have?
Oh, my gosh. Over 600.
Oh, yeah,
over 600. I don't even know.
And wherever you find a Barnes & Noble store, mm-hmm. you find a community.
Right.
And you find people like yourself. Do you have your official title is community organizer, right?
I'm community business development manager. And most Barnes & Noble stores have me there.
They have one of you.
They have one of me.
Of you.
Yeah. And that's why what's so wonderful is, so we're all doing Educator Week at the same time. I mean, these other special events vary store to store, but we're all having local authors come in. We're all having the National Story Times. That's what they're called, every Saturday at 11 o'clock. So, you know, you can go traveling, because a lot of times people come up to me and say, oh, well, I live in Tampa or I live in Pasco County. Are they going to have anything like that? Yes. There, you can use your educator card in any store. You know, you might work in Pinellas County and live in Pasco or Hillsboro.
Yeah, well, when I was in my homeschool mom days, and I had many years of being a homeschool mom, Barnes & Noble offered for homeschool moms the educator card. And I tell you, I put that to good use.
Oh, thank you for saying that, because I went to an open house in Dunedin, the HOPS Center, and I forget what it stands for, homeschool. I forget, but it's over at the community center in Dunedin. And I want to send them out an email to let them know, because I don't think enough homeschool families know that you are an educator.
Exactly. And I do always tell, you know, because having been a homeschool mom for so many years, I still have connections to some of the homeschool moms who are still homeschooling, because they have kids at various ages. So you might start homeschooling, you know, one kid, and then 20 years later, you have another kid that you're homeschooling.
Right.
And so I always tell them that, you know, Barnes & Noble is one of the best resources for homeschool mom, because that's all we do is we get books and we have the kids read. And so.
Right. And we hope that they will come in and take advantage of all the different enrichment programs that we have. And I also want to put out there, I say, especially to the homeschool families, what do you want to see here? You know, what can we do for you? Give me ideas. So certainly I'm Karen, and I go by Karen Ann because I have to give a shout out. Our store manager is also named Karen. Her last name also begins with D. We're both managers, although she is the store manager. She's the top dog there. But when she joined us about a year and a half ago, it was getting very confusing very quickly. Karen D, manager. So I said, I'll go by my middle name. So at the store, my professional working name is Karen Ann.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So
ask for Karen Ann and say you have an idea you want to give to Karen Ann that you'd like to see these programs at Barnes & Noble Clearwater. And, you know, we'll try. We are there to help and be partners.
Oh, I know you are. And we have coming up in November, we're going to have I know Eli Gonzalez, who's been on the program many times, is going to have another event at your store. The last one I attended was wonderful. He had brought in four speakers.
Right.
And just a wonderful event, as I said, always on the weekend. It's particularly exciting in the store. So we're going to have you back in November, and you're going to talk about some of the other events that are happening.
Okay.
And I'm also starting in November, I'm going to start bringing in children book writers, authors who have books that I think will appeal to children. You know, first of all, if you're having kids coming down at Thanksgiving, you want to have books. And that is a wonderful thing to do. You know, if you have grandchildren coming down, so many people in mm-hmm. our area have grandchildren coming down at Thanksgiving time.
Right.
Just to take them to Barnes & Noble. It's the kind of thing that kids will remember forever.
Right.
You know,
right.
They will remember, oh, we went to Florida and we got to go to Barnes & Noble and buy any book we wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they love that.
That's a way to build memory. So.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you so much for coming in today. We have, I had hoped actually to have Willie Nelson on today as part of a promotion for a new book that Andrew Vaughn wrote about him called Willie Nelson, American Icon. Unfortunately, you know, this has been a very sad time in the music world,
right,
with what happened in Las Vegas and with the death of Tom Petty. So everything has sort of changed.
Yes.
And but I hope that I'll have him in the future once things sort of, even this weekend, I think in Texas, they're going to have a big country western, fundraiser for Puerto Rico Texas hurricane victims. So things have been a little fluid around here. And we're lucky, other than a few problems here with telephones, our telephone lines went down. 2 days we had, last Thursday and Tuesday, our telephone lines went down, which was a little bit, you know, when you're live radio, you go, ah!
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I want to apologize to I had scheduled Philip Steed to be on to talk about the new book that he wrote based on Mark Twain notes, but perhaps I can reschedule that for another time. But anyway, again, I want to thank Karen Ann from Barnes
yes.
& Noble in Clearwater for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Have you back in November and talk about some more things. And I want you to send me this 10-year-old girl's name and perhaps she could come on Joy on Paper.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
So we can do
that to promote her appearance.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
that's going to be fun. Okay. We're going to take a commercial break and then I'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Bay Area Professional Writers Guild and One Point Executive Center invite all writers and wannabe writers of all ages and skill levels to our Freedom to Write workshop Saturday, October 21st, 8:30 a.m. till noon at the West Shore Plaza, downtown Tampa, inside next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Writers of all ages and skill levels will get professional insight from successful writers and authors on what to write and how to get started, marketing and promoting your writing, and developing a successful freelance writing career. Cost is only $25, deductible to a nonprofit 501c3 charity, including breakfast and all workshop materials, with registration details online at www.bapwg.org. Don't miss this exciting opportunity to expand your freedom to write. Are you an author, an artist, an inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications, to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida, can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at LarsonPatentLaw.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Mike is offering 50% off his 4-pack special.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-871-1543 and use the promo code PATSY, and Mike will offer you free shipping. Once again, that's 800-871-1543, promo code PATSY, P-A-T-Z-I.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Patsy with a Z, and I am back, and I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper a literary agent, because all of my listeners who are writing books love literary agents. And so I'm happy to welcome Michelle Grzechkowski. Oh, I'm going to ruin this. Grzechkowski. Did I get that right? Michelle?
See, it's Grzechkowski. That J, I always say, is the Polish joke. They just put it in there just to, like, mess everybody up.
So. Okay, Grzechkowski. Okay, yeah. Michelle, wonderful. I'm so happy to welcome you to Joy on Paper. And your literary agency is called 3Cs Literary Agency. And you are located in where?
We're in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, do you know why I asked that? Because that is where my son is right at this moment. He is going to Madison. He's doing his PhD.
And that is fantastic. My daughter is actually a freshman there this year.
So, yes, this is his second year. His first year was a bit of a shock. It was so funny. When the first snow came, he called me and he said, I didn't know snow was so heavy. Well, you know, he was born in Texas, and we've lived in Florida all of his life. And so he was in this house with 3 floors, and the first floor and second floor were women students. I don't know. We can't call them girls anymore. And he was on the top floor, and he wanted to know why women's lib didn't come into place when it came to snow, because it seemed to him that the two girls did not understand the meaning of the word shovel. And he landed up shoveling, and he was really surprised that snow was so heavy.
It's a good workout.
That's what I told him. I said, excellent workout. And I have a feeling that this winter, last winter wasn't bad, but this winter's supposed to be really bad.
That's what I've been hearing. So I'm kind of ready just to be hunkered into my house.
Well, the nice thing about people like us who hunker in, we always have books.
That is 100% the truth. Reading is something I never run short of.
Exactly. Well, you know, we just got through Hurricane Irma, and I didn't have electricity for over 7 days. 7 days, 6 hours, 22 minutes, but who's counting? But luckily, I had these LED lanterns, and I have a lot of books. So I was not suffering. I really wasn't suffering. The heat didn't bother me so much because I when I get into a book, I forget everything. So
I was going to say, you get to escape to a whole brand new world. So.
Exactly. Well, and if I wanted to get really crazy, I could read Joseph Conrad and go to Alaska and freeze or something.
Right.
So, well, let's talk about your literary agency because it is really, I mean, it is a great agency in what, since you started in what, 2000? You've published a lot of books. I mean, you have brought a lot of books to life.
Oh, thank you. It's been just such a joy. I'm so proud of the agency. And we actually grew from just me to, I have two other agents that agent with me now. And it's just been such a wonderful ride. And you're totally right. I've been so blessed to work with so many wonderful writers. And there's nothing better than getting their books in print. Absolutely nothing better.
Well, you know, I became aware of your agency partly, of course, being located in Madison intrigued me, but there was one of your authors that I really like, and it's Katie McAllister.
Uh-huh.
And I had read her book, You Slay Me, mm-hmm. which takes part in Paris. Now, anytime a book is in Paris, I'm going to read it. If it's got Paris in it, I'm going to read it. And it was particularly, that book is particular. First, I liked the title. I thought it was, you know, You Slay Me is a great title. And then it's about a girl who's a courier, and she's sent to Paris. And at one point in my life, I was a courier. I did some courier work, and I was sent, you know, to deliver things. And so I found that so intriguing. And it is actually a very funny story. It's she's a great writer, and you have to connect me with her because I'd love to have her on.
Oh, my gosh, she would love to come on, too. And actually, it's really funny that you mentioned Katie because she was one of the first authors that I signed way back in 2000 when I started this whole crazy thing. And back then, I mean, really, agents had to pretty much be in New York in order to be taken seriously. It was right at the turn of the time in 2000 when there were a lot of satellite agents opening up offices outside of New York City. And I kind of jumped in the bubble at that point. And Katie signed with me. I started the agency in August, and she signed with me in October, the beginning of October. So I was just a month into it, and I'm so thankful that she trusted me with her career. We ended up selling her first book to a major house 9 months later. It was like in May. And then from then on, I mean, we've grown her career together. She's a big New York Times bestselling author, and it's just so smart and astute to work with. So I would love to connect you with her because she's great.
Well, not just New York Times, USA, Publishers Weekly. I mean, that girl is hot. She is a great writer.
Yeah.
And a wonderful, wonderful way to start off an agency. And you are right. Even today, most agents are still in New York, but that you have made such a tremendous success out of it and being located in Madison, I think it's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
So it is definitely shows that you have something going for you. You know what you're doing.
I try really hard to look for voices that are just really unique, that are, you know, that are very mainstream, but just have a little extra something, you know, and that's really helped me just to thrive with my list. You know, C.L. Wilson is actually one of my authors, too, and she's from Tampa, actually, and, from Atlanta, Tampa. She shares homes, but anyway, she's phenomenal, and she writes female-focused fantasy romances, and she really spearheaded that genre, that subgenre, and so I'm really looking for things that are just a little bit different like that, that we can just find a really cool niche, you know, just to really grow into the market. So.
Well, one of the things that you said, that you helped her grow her career for Katie, and that's the important thing, to have an agent who really thinks long-term, because, you know, sometimes a writer will write and there'll be one hit, but it's not even a big hit at the first time, and they need to be built up over the years. And so you have this reputation of really getting in there and thinking in the long term for the writers that you represent.
Yeah, I think that's so important. Career planning is one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing. I really love brainstorming ideas, you know, and helping fix manuscripts. And really, before we send anything out, you know, I mean, it has to kind of go through the Michelle seal of approval. You know, I mean, we really work hard to make sure that the manuscripts are polished. But from that point on, it really is that career planning, you know, and we've turned down deals that, you know, in that right now seemed good, but might not be so great in the future, you know. I mean, so we really strategically plan, you know, and look forward. I think that is totally crucial, especially these days, you know. I mean, there's just so many options, and discoverability is so difficult for authors now. And so we really focus and zone in on what houses make the most sense, you know, for that particular author and that particular project and series, you know, to see how they're going to be able to help us reach readers and what we can do to reach readers. And it's been a really interesting learning curve over the past, I'd say, 6-7 years, ever since self-publishing really took off. It's really changed the game for us quite a bit.
Well, how did you become an agent? When what drove you to becoming an agent?
Sure. It's actually a really interesting story. I came into this on a way different path than what most agents find themselves on. When I was in high school, my aunt had actually published 3 books with Harlequin, and she dedicated one of the books to me. And I was like, that's it. I want to be a writer, you know. And so I went to the UW-Madison, my alma mater, too. And my degree is actually in journalism. But while I was there, I started taking more of the editing classes and the marketing and PR, advertising, and I fell in love with the business side of writing. But Madison obviously isn't a huge publishing hub. And so I ended up right out of school selling. I went into sales. I was selling computers to the education market in the state. And unfortunately, my aunt had a little health scare. So to try to get her back into writing, my mom and my grandma and my aunt and I all formed a critique group. And I started writing a romance. I made it through like the first chapter, and I'm like, oh, you guys, I love editing, brainstorming, critiquing, everything that comes with this process, but I don't like the writing. I'd rather sell your stuff, you know, rather than write my own. And thank God for my aunt, you know, and her experience in publishing, because she said, Michelle, people actually do that. I'm like, what are you talking about? And so she introduced me to the world of agents, and I was like, that is totally my job. That is 100% tailor-made for me. So I joined Romance Writers of America. I went to New York in the Romance Writers magazine every month. They have, well, now it used to be every month they would have like a market update. So I went to New York, met with all the editors from all the major houses that were RWA recognized, and said, thinking about starting this agency, I live in Madison, Wisconsin, you know, what do you think? And thank God for the encouraging editors that said, you know what, if you can spot a good voice, we don't care where you are. You know, we have, with phones and faxes, that's how old I am, you know, we can reach you anywhere, wherever you are. So I took that as a go, and I just jumped right into it. And the rest is history. So.
Well, it's a little bit more than that, because it means that you have a really good eye, because no agent gets 700 books published without having a really, really good eye. And by now, I'm sure you formed some really great connections.
Yeah, I do. I feel so lucky. And editors are so funny. They say to me, they're like, Michelle, you have the nicest clients. And I'm like, well, you know, it's really important to me to really like work with not just great writers, but great people, you know, people that I want to help them so badly, you know, and that's what really drives me, is just really helping people reach their goals. I'm really excited. I'm working, actually, my list personally has really focused mainly on romance and women's fiction, and I've actually branched out, and I'm doing some select nonfiction projects. One of them actually was released a year ago, Penguins Can't Fly by Jason Kotecki. He's a motivational speaker and an artist, and his work is just so fun. But it really, the writing called to me, and his message called to me, which is fighting adultitis, you know, and finding joy in every day. And I'm working currently with Monte Ball, who is a really big athlete here. He played football for the Wisconsin Badgers, and he ended up, making it into the pros. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist, but he also was hiding a secret addiction to alcohol, which actually kind of unraveled everything. So we hooked up, and he's writing the best, most motivational story, about overcoming addiction, and we're really hoping to reach out to kids to show them, the signs and things to look for, and to really share his story so people can understand who the real Monte Ball is. So that's the kind of book I'm looking for, things that can really inspire and motivate and help people through tough times.
Okay, so, as I said, many of my listeners are, I have a wide variety of listeners writing in different genres, but quite a few of them would fall into a category where I think you would be interested in their work. Now, what do you recommend to writers about submissions? That famous query letter that so many authors find challenging, to say the least. What are the top things that you tell writers who are interested in submitting?
It's interesting. I mean, for querying is such a hard process because we literally receive over 1,000 submissions a month. So I have an assistant that actually goes through and reads through all the submissions. And if there's something that sounds good and catches her attention, then she passes it along to one of us, to one of the agents, for us to take a look at further. So sending in a query letter is almost like just cold calling. For me personally, the authors that I've been taking on the most recently are authors that I've met either at a conference or through contests. So there's a lot of great ways to get your work in front of an agent beyond just the querying process. Writers' conferences to me are gold. If you have the opportunity to go to one, or there's actually some online resources now that you can go on and actually pitch to agents and develop a relationship through seminars and everything. But I think that is really key because, again, when I'm looking for an author, I'm looking for somebody that I can really work with. So if I have that face-to-face connection or if I can remember or if we have some little story that, happened at a conference, that really helped me to just jog my memory. And I've left so many conferences saying, gosh, I hope that writer can write as good as they are, in person because they're just tremendous, and I've developed a lot of authors that way. So, and the same thing with contests, where it actually gets me to read the submission as opposed to having someone pre-screening the reading.
Are you going to be at the San Francisco Writers Conference?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. That's a big one. What conferences are coming up for you?
Actually, I'm doing a local speaking engagement in Milwaukee. They're at a college there. And then I usually do the Romantic Times Conference every year, which is held in the spring. And I'm always at the Romance Writers of America National Conference, which is held in July in various locations. And then I do a lot of regional conferences. And actually, I just got back the middle of last month from a writer's cruise, which was phenomenal. It was a week-long cruise with the cruising writers, and they had two spectacular speakers that went through and did day-long intensive workshops. And then there was another editor, Deb Worksman from Sourcebooks, and I that were on the cruise, and we took pitches and helped authors develop their manuscripts and just really got to know them one-on-one, and it was great.
Ooh, that sounds like fun. Where did you cruise?
We cruised out of Galveston. Actually, it was right when Irma came through. We left that Sunday. And so the first couple of days were pretty rocky but because the whole Gulf was displaced. So we went from Galveston down to Mexico and Jamaica and Grand Cayman and then back home.
Oh, wow. That was a big cruise.
It was super fun, too, because, again, it was a very relaxed way to get to know the attendees because we were able to spend time at night. There was some karaoke going on, and just a lot of really fun just outside of the writer's box, so we really got to know each other as people, too, which is so important because that's really what this is. I mean, this is a people business, and the words are so important, but it's also getting to know your own story, and it was just really cool to have that time.
Wow, that sounds like fun. I've never promoted a writer's cruise. So if you hear more writer's cruises, you have to let me know about that so that I can promote it. I think that'd be fun. Maybe I'll go on one and I can I can see what's happening. That would be fun.
Oh, my gosh. I would so recommend it. I mean, because I love conferences, but then once I did this cruise, I'm like, this is the way to do it. Just because you do have so much more one-on-one time with the attendees. I mean, we did excursions together. I mean, it was super cool. Super, super cool. Memories to last a lifetime. So.
And do you have, in Wisconsin, do you have some nice workshops there in the summer? I would think there's a lot of nice places. I'm from the Upper Peninsula. I'm a Youper, and as a matter of fact, I said to my son, I said, look, okay, you're going to Madison, because he graduated from George Washington, then he went to Vanderbilt, and now he's doing his PhD in Madison. And I said, there is one rule in this family. I said, you will not wear one of those cheese heads. I said, I don't care. You know, as a
don't
Youper,
worry, I won't wear one either.
as a Youper, you know, we do appreciate people from Wisconsin, and we do call them cheeseheads. And you know, particularly one of the reasons that Youpers love people from Wisconsin is that when any of our highway patrol people see a Wisconsin license plate, they always give them a ticket for speeding.
So we're protecting your economy up there.
Exactly. I can tell you right now, if any patrolman, you know, he's on the highway and he sees two cars speeding, and one of them is from the Upper Peninsula and one is a cheesehead, we know which one is going to get that ticket. So.
You know what? Our dirty secret here is that's kind of the same way it is with
I know. And that's why... you know, Youpers are smart. We're very careful in Wisconsin. But there's so many beautiful locations. I think that you could have a really great retreat there.
There are. There's a lot of, and actually the UW-Madison has a really great Writers Institute that they do every year. And it's held right down on the UW-Madison campus, which, as you know, is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, being smashed right in between the two lakes. And that's also a really nice workshop, you know, and there are people coming from all over the country, and that's another intensive, lots of great writing craft classes. It's multi-genre, you know, so I mean, you're able to really brainstorm with people that are outside of what you're writing, too, which is sometimes nice to get another perspective. So.
Well, you know, I want to thank you, Michelle Graykowski. I pronounced it correctly this time?
Yep, perfect.
Michelle Graykowski of 3Cs Literary Agency, and the website is simple, 3Cs Agency. And you have instructions there for submissions, so people can go and see what you're looking for. And they can also have a look at your clients, which is very impressive list of clients. And I hope that I will be in contact with you, and we'll select some of your clients to come on to Joy on Paper, because I think you're doing something right. That's for sure, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me. It's been just a joy. So
well, you use the word joy. I get everybody to use the word joy.
So that's perfect.
Okay, it is perfect. And I hope that you don't have to shovel your own snow, because snow is heavy. And
thank God for my husband.
Exactly. My son does not understand this, that women don't seem to understand the word shovel.
That's exactly it.
Exactly. We read books, so, you know.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, so thank you again, Michelle, for being on. And it was a pleasure. And I will be talking to you again and to some of your clients, okay?
Wonderful. Sounds great. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's nice. I like her. And next time I go up to Madison, I will get to meet her. And we will talk about all of her wonderful clients. Really, there are very few agents who really make it outside of New York. Andrea Brown for children's books in San Francisco, and now Michelle Graykowski in Madison are two of your best choices if you are looking for an agent. She's doing something right when she has 700 books sold in so few years. Now, I want to remind you again, we have the special from... Yes, we have about the event tonight. Can we play that? The speech tonight, the FPA? NFS spot. You got that?
Hello, this is Joe Yazbek, internationally published, best-selling author, speaker, and coach. If you've ever wondered what is the best way to sell your book, then you'll want to join me and Howard Van Ess, the president of Let's Write Books and author of over 30 books, for a special free webinar Thursday, October 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern. This webinar will benefit existing and aspiring authors. During this webinar, you'll discover why public speaking is the best and easiest way to sell books, and why having a book and speaking are the two keys to gaining authority and recognition. Unfortunately, many authors are afraid to make presentations. They don't know how to get started or have never done it. The good news is that it is easier than you might imagine to get started, and you can generate tons of book sales and leads. We will reveal five easy yet powerful ways to feel comfortable in front of any audience, the secrets of instantly connecting with your audience, how to sell more books when you speak publicly, how to motivate your audience and get them to take action, how to turn presentations into a lead generation bonanza. There are easy ways to get started speaking and even get paid for it. Whether your goals as an author are to sell more books, spread your message, or gain more recognition or authority, it will benefit you greatly to join Howard and I next Thursday, October 5th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, here's how you can register. Go to nofearspeaking.com. Click on the register button in the pop-up window that appears on the homepage, and you're in. We want to help you get your book sold. All you need to do is register, attend, and learn the tools. See you then.
Okay, that's great. Listen, that's tonight, and that's 7 o'clock, and it is a free event to learn some ideas on how to promote your book. But first, you have to write your book. And so go tonight to this seminar with Joe Yazbek, and you can find that at nofearspeaking.com. And then mark your calendar for Saturday, October 21st at 8:30 a.m. to noon. And that's the event by the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild. And it is a wonderful event. It is taking place at the West Shore Plaza in downtown Tampa, inside next to Dick's Sporting Goods there. And writers of all ages and skill levels will get professional insight from successful writers and authors on what to write and how to get started. So you have to write, and you have to get out there and start promoting your books. The cost for the workshop, which is a half-day workshop, and it's coffee and breakfast included, and it only costs $25. And you go to their website, www.bapwg.org. And that stands for Bay Area Professional Writers Guild. And register and do that workshop, too. So once you write the book, well, you'll already know all about promotion from Joe. So it's going to be a fantastic opportunity. And I know I attend the Bay Area meetings, which are held at Panera's every month. And wonderful, wonderful people, very professional authors who know the business. And they will really help you get your mind focused on how to write and how to come out with your book. So it's just a fun thing to do. And as I said, remember that one of the joys of life is to see your words on paper or to hear them spoken in an audible book. Oh, I love audible books now. They were also great during the hurricane. So definitely get out there and start writing. And meanwhile, remember to say something nice to someone today. I will say something nice to Big Ed in the control room. And we are lucky. Hey, Ed, we didn't lose our phones today. Whoa, fantastic. And Ed's saluting me, and I'm saluting him because he is fantastic. And anyway, everybody, have a great weekend, and let's not have any more hurricanes around here. Let's just enjoy ourselves and read. And go to Barnes & Noble. You'll have lots of fun this weekend. Bye-bye.